The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
And this is The Hard Shoulder, Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock this evening, coming to you from the K Club in the heart of the Kildare North constituency. And there is going to be change in the makeup of TDs from this constituency, because Catherine Murphy, who is a TD for the Social Democrats, is retiring after this election. And she is with me here on stage in the K Club. Catherine, it's good to see you.
Thanks. And you too, Kieran.
Yeah. Will you miss it when it's all gone?
There's parts of it I'll definitely miss, but you know, I'll certainly not walking away from politics. We have a very good number of councillors, and we've a solid branch here in North Kildare, and I'll stay very active in that. And you know, I think just not the 24/7.
What motivated you to first get involved in electoral politics?
Oh, I was forever giving out about things that were wrong, and I just felt, look, don't moan about it, go and do something about it, was kind of my attitude. And I got involved, obviously I was elected at council, at town council, and then county council level, and then eventually to the Dáil. So I've had quite a bit of experience over a good number of years.
Had you, back at those early days, had you a political role model, or somebody, say once you got to town or county council level and you were thinking about maybe a Dáil run, who you looked up to in Dáil Éireann and thought, that's the type of impact I'd like to have?
I can't say that there was anyone that really kind of stood out for me. It was more that I just felt that we could be such a we could do things an awful lot better, and an awful lot of the stuff was local stuff, and it's interesting how it hasn't changed hugely. We had been getting large numbers of additional houses, but we weren't getting the services to match up with that, and that's very much still the case. And it's been the kind of thing that has come up on the campaign trail here in Kildare, you know, whether it's public transport, whether it's, you know, people not being able to get a GP, you know, things like community services, and for example, even things like disability services for children is a very prevalent one. But of course, housing is always, and affordable housing is always one of the key issues. But there's, you know, there's been relentless growth here, but you do need to have the other things that match that growth, if you're really talking about planning rather than just development.
If you could go back now, with all the experience you've had, and offer advice to kind of the Catherine Murphy who kind of first won that Dáil seat, 2005,
yeah.
Was it? In 2005, what advice would you give her?
Yeah, well, probably would be saying to myself just to stick with it. You know, I mean, a lot of what I was saying is still the kind of things I was saying then. But it's trying to get the cut through in relation to, you know, I really believe in planning. I think you can, if you plan things properly, you don't end up with the chaos. You end up avoiding the chaos. And we're seeing things like the shortcomings because we haven't done that. I'd like to be 10 years younger, I've got to be honest, and to be still active. But I, you know, time catches up with us all. But I'm very happy that I'm very happy that we have a very solid branch with councillors, and we work very well together. And we have a very good candidate in Aidan Farrelly. I'm very hopeful that he'll be elected, and I'll be able to be in the background and still engaged to some extent.
Would you have like to have had the opportunity to sit around the cabinet table?
I would, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That has to be done in the right context where you're actually delivering on things, not for just the sake of being a cabinet minister or, you know, the trimmings that go with that. It has to be purposeful. And you have to be, you have to have a conviction in that.
What portfolio, what department would you have liked?
Well, there's a few now. I'd like to have gone into finance.
You can't have them all.
I'd like to have gone in to have a look at the files to start with. But, you know, things like, certainly housing or transport, those kind of areas would be areas that would be very close to my heart. But then again, I've had an interest in sport and other things. So, like, there's a myriad of things that I would have liked to do. But I still think you can play. If it doesn't work out that you get into government, I think you can still play a very active role in the Dáil. And in fact, one of the things that I've been very strong on has been in the area of, you know, finance and prudent spending of finance. Been on the Public Accounts Committee for a good long time. You know, trying to get things happen in real time, that you don't waste money. For example, you can only spend it once, so you have to do it right. And I think there's a lot that can be done there. And it infuriates me when I look at some of the decisions that are being made. And I think of one that's not like, it's not like the bike shed, and it's not like the children's hospital, for example, in housing, where there has been, you know, some of the social housing has been long leased, which means that the lease is paid for 25 years by the local authority, by the state. And then there's no asset owned by the state. And then there's no house at the end of it. And then the developer gets back the house in pristine condition because it has to be refurbed. I just think that kind of thing is mad. And it's not thinking for the long term. And I'm really about looking at the next generation, not just about the next general election.
And is that one of the, I don't want to say kind of drawbacks, because nobody would want the public finances to run dry, but when there is that surplus, that we kind of take the eye off the ball in terms of cost effectiveness. You know, that old idea that the only thing worse than a 2 billion euro children's hospital is a 2 billion euro children's hospital with no children in it. Yeah. People say, don't worry about the money, just get it done.
Well, we have to worry about the money because you can't spend it twice. And I think in 5 years' time, and we all remember the crash, but in 5 years' time, will we rue the opportunities of things that could have been built? Like, you know, things like, for example, you know, if you're looking at public transport, the interconnector, I think, could have been built, and that links all your train lines together, and you're never going to have a sustainable transport system unless you put those big investments in that are 100 years in terms of their value, and you have to see it like that. I really do think you do have to mind the pennies, because the pounds will look after themselves. You do, that is an old cliche, but cliches are there for a purpose. And that really infuriates me when I see money wasted that could be spent on things that are needed. And, you know, and I think that's something that resonates with the, with the electorate as well.
And what is it about our system that means that that type of planning at a national level doesn't happen as often as you would like it to happen?
I think we've, first of all, I think from the beginning of the state, we would have been very poor, and it's only in recent decades that we've had money, but we've been very silo-based. We need to connect things together that they integrate. And there's so many things that are, you know, one system doesn't talk to the other. For example, if you're planning, and a lot of the things that have been delivered in terms of, you know, roads and things like that have come on time and have come on budget. But you put in penalties for not doing it on time. So you get the basics done right first. Once you do that, then, you know, the other things take care of themselves. But if you, for example, spend twice as much on the National Children's Hospital that we needed to spend, for example, and it's desperate that there aren't children in it at this stage, because we know how important it is. But if you spend that, then is it at the expense of not having, if you overspend, or is it at the expense of not having primary care centres? Is it at the expense of the disability services, for example, that should exist for children, which is a topic that comes up kind of relentlessly? And that's part of the reason why we're looking for a full minister at the cabinet table for disability services, because we really can't be just making tiny little changes. There has to be a fundamental change here. And it's not just about changing it for an individual child. You have to change the system so every child will benefit from it. So it is a question of being integrated, planning services, and not being wasteful.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've been asking different politicians who've come in over the last few weeks, you know, has anything surprising come up in the doors? And quite a few mentioned disability services as an issue. And look, I guess if you're in a house where that is an issue, it's the only issue. You know what I mean? You, everything else kind of falls by the wayside. If you've got a child with additional needs, for example, and they're not getting the support that they should get, kind of beyond housing and public transport and cost of living, in a way, I think that's surely the greatest kind of indictment of where we've gotten as a society, that we've got kind of 40-odd billion in one escrow account. We've got now the guts of 8 billion in another kind of rainy day fund. And yet the Disability Act is what? It's going to be 2 decades old next year. And I don't think once in those 2 decades has the assessment of need timeline ever been met. The 6-month timeline.
No, like, I mean, I'm not surprised at all that it's come up as strongly as the issue. And we identified it before the campaign as one of our five key red line issues, because we could see the failures. Because when people come into your office, you can see the failures. You can see what should be done and what's not being done. And I would have been constantly asking parliamentary questions to see, you know, is it an outlier, this area, or what's it like, you know, and there's a postcode lottery around the country. And you could see generally there was a difficulty. I wouldn't minimise the amount of people that are impacted, because disabilities go right across the age spectrum, where people, you know, older people will, for example, strokes, yeah, and things like that. So it's much more prevalent than people realise, and that it has to be dealt with in a comprehensive way. But I suppose in addition to that, we can say about housing, if you don't get that right, you don't have the teachers in the schools in the places because they can't, yeah, afford. You don't have the people working in the hospitals. You don't have people working in the disability
How did
services.
Someone describe it? The original sin from which all else problems.
Absolutely,
kind of grow,
it is, Ciarán. You know, yeah, and you can see that. You know, and I often say that we're a great country despite our politics, but I want us to be a great country because of our politics. And that's why, you know, I'm ambitious for the Social Democrats. And, you know, one in five people still have to make up their minds. And
yeah, it's a lot, isn't it, undecided, before a Friday. What was your biggest achievement in politics?
I suppose the whole area of IBRC and the kind of diligent stuff that I did around that.
Yeah.
I think it was really necessary to do that. I had been out talking to people on all of the water charges campaigns, and what was really bothering them was that while they were, you know, really kind of paying the price and loss of services, paying more in taxes and all the rest of it, they were seeing others that were benefiting from that. And it was, you know, it was infuriating them. And I just felt, look, I've got to do something about this. So did spend a lot of time on that. But I've really enjoyed working on the Public Accounts Committee as well. And there's been lots of achievements along the way in terms of that. But some of the things that you will think of as achievements can be in your own constituency. And, you know, And there's been lots of things along the way that, yeah, you know, that you feel you've had a hand in.
Well, I keep wishing politicians who I've been speaking to the best of luck on Friday. Best of luck to the party is what I guess I'll say.
And the person I hope who will succeed me, Aidan Farley, I've got to give him
absolutely, yeah. Who's running in the Kildare North constituency. Catherine, listen, it's been a pleasure. Thanks a million.
Thank you, Ciarán.
Yeah, Catherine Murphy, a retiring TD, Kildare North, a founding member of the Social Democrats, of course.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.